We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's what I'm talking about! Woohoo! 202. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to nothing. Absolutely nothing at 6:30 tonight. Phone number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Here we are. This is called the day before. That's what this is called. You've got 24 hours to enjoy your family, 24 hours to enjoy your wives, your husbands, your children, because tomorrow night, it's on like Donkey Kong. Do the Mets put aside their poor finish to the season, their September swoon, and make everybody forget about it? Or do we have a story on Monday about one of the greatest collapses in New York sports history? Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm excited.
Nervous or excited?
Oh, very nervous.
You got to be, right?
Very, very.
I appreciate that very much, actually.
As the day goes on, and certainly when I wake up tomorrow, those nerves will reach a fever peak. But because you got to remember, we haven't had a playoff game featuring the New York Mets in 6 years.
By the way, hey, I mean, and it's been a bit since we had a playoff game that mattered in New York City. Right?
You That's know, a
the
good
Yankees
point.
Last year played You're at right. Fenway Park.
And the year before that was the kind of the neutral site thing.
Right. So it's been a bit since now. Obviously, the Nets were in the playoffs. You know, the Islanders made that great run. I'm not discounting what those teams did.
Rangers next.
As far as your Rangers last year getting to the Eastern Finals. But for the sport that is the most important in New York for the last 100 years, baseball, it's been a minute.
It has.
Since we had a home playoff game. And obviously, we're going to get a couple of them this weekend out of the Mets. And on Tuesday, we start off with the Yankees. But I get it. Like, there's an anticipation right now that's building. Now, thank God we have some NFL football tonight, because I don't know what a lot of you guys would do if you had to get through tonight, you know, with the girlfriends, the wives, the kids, with nothing at all to do before the Mets start what you hope, knock on wood, is a run into November.
You don't think we baseball hooligans yeah. could take one day without baseball?
Really? Football. No, I don't. Because it's nervous energy right now. Like all the talk, you're the first guy that brought up the conversation, to your credit, of what would the Mets do in regards to how you allot your starting pitchers for what is a best of three series,
right,
and how you use them to your benefit. Obviously, you've got two, you know, knockout aces, although they weren't against Atlanta. You know what we're talking about. Scherzer and DeGrom, DeGrom and Scherzer. Who gets game one?
Right.
Who do you hold back to either, you know, close out a series in game three,
right,
save the series in game two? And they've decided, I don't think anyone's upset with this, that Max Scherzer gets the ball in game one. And then based on what happens, obviously if they lose game one, DeGrom's pitching game two. If you win game one, you've got options.
I got to remind everybody something. This is the first year, real year, where we have this thing called a wild card series. This is brand new.
And I love it.
A best of three.
And it does appear like everybody loves it. It appears that
way. I'm not
going
to get into that discussion right now about if I love it or not. I just want everyone to remember something. This is brand new. Yes, 2020, we had a wild card series. It was a little different, very weird season. There were no fans in the building. The whole thing was very different. So this essentially is the first time we've had a series like this. So strategies are new. So if anyone brings up what they would have done with two aces 20 years ago, you can politely tell them that's irrelevant. There never was a best of three series.
Right.
This is new.
Yeah, last year is one game.
Right.
You got one shot.
We had a wild card game for a decade. We had a best of five divisional series, obviously, which we still have, a best of seven. This is different because unlike those other series, you're plotting your best pitcher to start early so they can pitch again.
Right.
In a best of three, they only pitch once. So before everybody makes their mind up on if they like the strategy or if they hate the strategy, two things. Number one, don't use the phrase stop being cute. It's already cliched out. It's not being
Who's,
cute.
Who's saying that?
I've heard like 50 different people say it.
Huh.
Stop what? Being too cute. But what's too cute about it?
What's cute about starting a guy that's arguably the best pitcher in baseball?
Well, I think it's more the aspect of holding off the second guy, depending on what happens in
but
game
you're
one.
Playing, like, I don't think it's being cute. I think it's being smart
exactly.
that you're playing the long game where, assuming the Mets win, and they may not, obviously, but if the Mets win game one with Scherzer, the idea, of course, is we can always go to DeGrom when we need to.
Exactly.
So you pitch Bassett in game two, and then, of course, you know the deal. If you win game two, you're guaranteeing that Jay can pitch multiple times in the second round.
100%.
You would have yourself. And game five.
And that's not, by the way,
that is not cute.
Thinking about the divisional series prior to the wild card series. It's not. Because if you need Jacob DeGrom in this series, he's going to pitch.
Right. The only difference would be then, if you need him, it means you lost game one.
Right.
And then you're setting yourself up that Chris Bassett would be your make-or-break starter.
That's what people...
In game three.
Those against this idea, they would say, just go Max, Jake, and then Bassett. You're getting the same three guys either way. You're getting the same pitchers. Cookie Carrasco ain't starting a game.
No.
Taiwan Walker's not starting a game.
Well, the only difference would be, again, this is the silly thought process. If you go Max and Jake, Bassett doesn't pitch, you never get to a game three because you win one and two.
Right, but
right?
The
and then
point
Bassett
is,
pitches game one of the NLDS.
I understand. The point is, there's no scenario, unless Jake's hurt, where Jacob DeGrom is not pitching in a postseason game for the New York Mets. Hopefully, his next start will be game one of the divisional series. If they lose game one of the wild card series, he pitches game two. If they win game one, he won't pitch game two. If they need him in game three, he pitches in game three. It's actually really basic thought by Buck Showalter, and I think what we need to get used to, everybody, is that this format is brand new. Don't base it on anything from the past, because there's nothing from the past.
I mean, the only thing I would consider that I think is worthy of a conversation, and I think it's like picking who your favorite kid is, right? You know, is Jed better than Spence? Is Spence better than Jed? Like, your love is the same for both of them. They're your children, right? You could argue who should pitch game one.
I'll tell you why.
Right?
I'll tell you why Max Scherzer's the guy.
Good.
I have an answer for that.
But I'm saying it's at least a conversation.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. The reason why, in my opinion, and I guess Buck's opinion, Max Scherzer should pitch game one is that he has an ability, and he's done it before, to come back on short rest. Jacob DeGrom has never done that, nor do I expect them to ask him to do that. Max Scherzer many, many times has pitched on short rest. Now, it hasn't been short rest start. A lot of it's been bullpen short rest start or short rest bullpen. But nevertheless, Max Scherzer has pitched on 2 and 3 days rest. And Max starting game one gives you the opportunity in the divisional series, based on how the way things play out, if you could advance, to use him on short rest. You don't have that ability with DeGrom. So both guys are going to pitch if needed. There's nothing to worry about in that regard. And if things go well and the Mets actually win two straight games, guess what? You've got DeGrom in game one of the divisional series and Scherzer in game two of the divisional series. What a concept.
Yep.
What the hell is possibly wrong with that?
Nothing.
There's nothing about being too cute. It's a best of three format. It's brand new. And Buck's right. And if Buck didn't do this, as I said to you a week ago, whenever we talked about it, I'd be the one criticizing, saying, hey, why don't you do this?
I mean, to me, there's only one controversy right now with the New York Mets, and that's not it. You know, I mean, you know what it is. You probably don't want to get into it. And I think I want to be clear. I want to make my point clear in this before I'm yelled at or people jump down my throat. I think it's ridiculous. But it is out there. It is being debated across America right now. And I think it's silly. I think it's unwarranted. But there is a major controversy with the New York Mets right now. And I hope that over the course of the next 4.5 hours, we can put it to rest, Evan, if you'll allow me to do that. I know your take's going to be. I know my take. I said so much on the air yesterday or the day before. But I guess I got to bring it to you because it's out there and we can't hold back at things that might be hard for you to talk about.
Go ahead.
You know, Freddie Freeman played yesterday. Freddie Freeman went 3-for-4 yesterday. Freddie Freeman was trying to win a batting title yesterday. Jeff McNeil, while he did make an appearance in the game yesterday, didn't play yesterday, therefore protecting his very slim lead over Freddie Freeman to win a batting title. There are those out there that find that to be objectionable. I am not among those people.
Right.
I think it's great. He played, how many at-bats did he have this year? Whatever the number was, a lot.
I think he played his most games of his career. Yeah. He played 142, 143 games this year.
So, to me, he earned the title. But the image of that is bothering a lot of people nationally right now. Well, and I just thought maybe we would address it.
They could all kiss my ass.
Bet.
Here's the reality.
Yeah, he's not Ted Williams.
Jeff McNeil needed to play every single day during this stretch run and is one guy who showed up every single day and produced every single day.
He sure did produce.
The Mets did not play an irrelevant baseball game until game 162. Every game, I know the first half of game 161 was relevant, and then by the fifth inning, we knew
that's
it was irrelevant, and you saw Buck started taking guys
out.
As
soon as Atlanta beat the Marlins 2-1, bang.
So the Mets had only one day. The Dodgers have had a month, maybe 2 months. The Mets have had one day to rest their guys. To me, my priority is making sure Pete Alonso was rested. Did Pete Alonso play yesterday?
He did not.
Okay. Jeff McNeil did not play yesterday.
He came in, what, in the eighth inning?
He came in
right?
To replace Francisco Lindor.
Replacement,
so
right?
Lindor could get a nice ovation from the 500 people that were at Citi Field yesterday. That, to me, is the priority. I'm glad he won the batting title. Good for him. If the Mets had played meaningless games for the last 3 weeks, maybe it's a different discussion. Maybe I wouldn't have a different opinion, but whatever. The priority yesterday was resting guys so that they can be ready for Friday night.
I agree.
And Jeff McNeil won the batting title, and here's why. If you watched him over the last month of the year, all he did was hit. He's the one guy who went to Atlanta and didn't wilt under the pressure. One guy, and that was Jeff McNeil. So Jeff McNeil won the batting title. He deserved an off day yesterday. And like I said to you earlier, Jeff McNeil played more games this season than any year of his major league career. I got to make sure he's ready and rested to go 3-for-4 against Yu Darvish on Friday night.
Well, he's definitely going to be well rested. Of course, they have the day off today. There's a bunch of media stuff happening today. If anyone says anything that we think you need to hear, obviously we're going to bring it to you throughout the afternoon. I know Buck talks at 6. Some of the other guys, Pete and Francisco, I think, talk throughout the afternoon. I did like the story, though, that at some point, I guess before the season started, Francisco Lindor said to Jeff McNeil, hey, listen, if you win a batting title, I'll buy you a car. And that came back to roost yesterday when the reporters asked him. And apparently, as the story now goes, McNeil has reminded him throughout the season.
I'm sure he has.
Hey, just a reminder, you know, if it happens, it may not. But if it happens, you gave me your word, you're going to buy me a car. So Lindor yesterday says, he's been reminding me, I owe him a car, I'm going to buy him a car. But he never said what kind of car.
Come on, Francisco.
So Francisco's got $300 million guaranteed coming his way.
Yeah.
I hope he buys him a little nothing car.
Oh, come on.
Like a Yugo, a Volkswagen, I don't know, a Hyundai.
The guy.
Yeah.
The
like
guy.
Don't buy him a Bentley, right?
Don't buy him a Bentley.
No, I think you got to go the other way.
Why?
Buy him a little $9,000 car.
What I do love about this is that last year they were choking each other out in the locker room and had to make up a fake story to hide it. And here we are a year and a half later, and it's kumbaya between Jeff McNeil and Francisco.
Yeah, it's a great
Lindor.
Story. And Francisco, telling the story yesterday, I thought was humbled and did a very good job and showed you that obviously they do get along. Listen, we got lots to do today. Later today, we'll go over the NFL game tonight. It's not the greatest matchup on paper, but it's an NFL game. That's all that matters. Plus, the guys will give you some picks a little bit later on. We got plenty of baseball. We have some Jets news and some Giants news. Some of it is good. Some of it is bad. That's all coming up this afternoon as well.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I gotta tell you, I'm excited for tomorrow night. I really am. I'm going to go watch Luggy play football and then zoomy zoom home. And I'm excited to sit on the couch, have a cocktail, have some nachos brought to me.
So does that.
And some fall off the bone ribs and watch a little Met
so
baseball.
That means one of two things happened. I'm not sure which one.
What's that?
either you didn't get the invite or you said no to the invite.
I got multiple invites.
Oh, did you? Okay.
For Friday and Saturday.
Oh, look at you.
And I feel like a real, you know, like not a bad guy. I feel bad.
Really?
So SNY very graciously invited you and I assume they invited you.
I did get the invite.
If they didn't,
yes.
I apologize.
No, that was what I was referring to.
So SNY invited Evan and I, plus a guest.
Yes.
To go to Friday night's game and sit in their suite, which is amazing seats.
Great suite.
At Citi Field. I give SNY a lot of credit. The seats are great. And it was very gracious of them to invite us. Here's the difference between me and Evan, though.
Yeah, what is the difference?
I responded and said, I appreciate the invitation. Unfortunately, I can't go. My son plays high school football. I try not to miss a game. I emailed them myself today, and Tommy told them the same thing just to make sure they got the message, okay?
Yeah, what did I say?
No, it's not what you said.
What'd I do?
It's what you did.
What did I do?
They offered you two tickets to Friday night's game.
That's right.
Not only did Evan say no to the tickets.
I said no to the tickets.
He gave them or asked the Mets, would it be, or SNY, excuse me. He said to SNY, is there any shot I could give the tickets to some friends? They don't want your friends at the game.
Who were the friends, Craig?
They wanted you at the game.
Who were the friends, Craig?
And they wanted me at the game.
See, here's the difference.
And by the way, I know why. Because we're big celebrities.
So here's the
they
difference
wanted to introduce
between
us to people.
Craig Carton and Evan Roberts.
Yeah.
He's right. I said no, and I have my reasons for saying no.
Because you have your own tickets.
I have my own tickets. I want to be in my seats. Period. Stop.
And you don't like the socialization
I don't
of this
want,
job.
And the stressfulness of a playoff game.
I talk to everybody.
Well, I don't want to talk to anybody. It's a freaking playoff game.
I don't want to
speak to a human being unless it's my fellow fans in the ballpark yelling at something Buck Showalter did. But here's what I did, and my partner didn't even consider it. I politely said to our friends at SNY,
yeah,
if it's okay with you,
yeah,
I'd love for hard workers like Big Mac Chris McMonagle and Loogie Thomas Lugauer to go to that game.
And that's
so
that's offensive.
I didn't ask for random friends to go.
Yeah,
no offense to Chad or Adam Eaton or Fantasy Phil. No offense. I didn't ask about them. I asked about our coworkers.
Yeah.
And might I say to the fellas, they're going to love this. I hope you enjoy your tip for our summer rating success. I hope you enjoy it because that's your tip.
It doesn't cost you a nickel.
I'm kidding.
Well played, by the way. Yeah, Evan's the only guy around here that gets a bonus, I guess, because I looked at my check. I got to get one.
I guess I have a better agent than you.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's what's interesting about this, though. So Evan turns around and offers the tickets to these two knuckleheads, right? Now, Tommy's a diehard Met fan. That's real.
Yes.
Well documented. He's an insecure, self-hating Met fan who thinks the world's going to collapse every time they give up a hit.
It usually does.
And God forbid they play the Yankees in the World Series. That's too much for him to handle. But Mustache Man over there is a diehard Yankee fan.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go out of my way and assume he said no thank you because he's a Yankee fan. So did you accept the free tickets in the SNY suite, which is fully catered with booze and food? Or did you say, respectfully, I'm a Yankee fan, no thank you?
You know what they say when you assume, Craig. And, of course, I'm taking them up on the offer.
Wow.
And I will be live at Citi Field for a playoff baseball game in New York City.
That fascinates
Cheering
me.
On the Mets.
You're a whore.
Let's go, Mets.
That's all you
That's
are.
Not true at all.
An absolute streetwalking,
I'm a big game Bob.
Hunts point hooker. That's what you've
That's
become.
Unfair.
You're a Yankee fan.
So?
And
if the Yankees were playing that night, I wouldn't go.
And why are you going for the
food Yankees have
booze,
a couple days off.
We're going
to watch the game.
For?
Going to watch the game. In fact, I will be scoring the game. I am pumped for
Look
this
at
series.
That. Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm pumped. And I'll be on 2 a.m. that night.
You put SNY in a very awkward position.
You know what Big Mac is?
By the way,
he's
a whore.
Steve Ho, you fat.
You're funny, yeah. Steve Ho.
I do fat.
And why am I Steve Ho, you fat? Explain
because
that.
Because I called you a whore. This basketball player's last name is Ho, you fat.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you pause after the Ho.
So you think I shouldn't have tried to take the invite and morph it into Loogie and Big Mac?
I think you put SNY in a very bad spot.
Did I?
There are limited tickets. As big as their suite is, there's only so many tickets for it. You're a big celebrity. They don't want to do wrong by you because they might hear it on the radio the next day. And you put them in a position where they couldn't say no. They had the tickets dedicated to you.
Did you see how I worded the email?
No, I don't get emails.
Well, I'm going to tell you how I worded it, and then you can be fair and say, you know what? You're right, Evan. Or, no, I stand by it. You put them in a tough spot.
You
I want to read it to you. Let me read it to you.
It doesn't matter what you wrote. You put them in a bad spot.
No, it matters what I wrote.
Hey, I want to give the guys a tip, but I'm too cheap to buy, so thanks for the freebies.
That's not what I said.
Go ahead.
I said, quote, if you still had availability, I know our producers, Tommy Lugauer and Big Mac, would love it. Thanks again, Evan. I gave him an out. They could have said, oh, sorry, there's no availability.
And you would have said, well, what about the two that I was going to use?
I would not have done
that. Anyway, great. Enjoy the game, guys.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, such kind words. I can tell how happy you are for us.
I guess the real question is, Craig, you're not getting off the hook that easy.
Go ahead.
You said no, totally get why. Your son's in a high school game. Totally respect it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you attempt to get our hardworking producers anything?
Because it's disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful?
Because they're not my tickets. Like, if somebody offers me tickets...
They work for our show, which is on SNY every day, or at least most days.
Now, look, SNY, if they wanted to, could have offered these guys tickets. They didn't. So maybe they don't want them
because they had limited availability, but once you're out and I'm out, they still have availability for the Carton and Roberts show to be represented.
Yeah.
I viewed our show as needing to have a presence at this game.
Oh, don't try to change it.
Are we not part of the show? Is that what you're saying?
Hold on. You're trying to change it.
Am I?
You're a team.
You know you're massaging what took place.
Am I?
You're trying to make yourself look a lot better.
I mean, I think I did something nice.
Listen, if they wanted them there, they would have invited them.
Not necessarily.
And they didn't. They talked to them every day.
There's a pecking order.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this with all due respect.
Yeah, we get you.
They are behind you and I on the pecking order. Once I bowed out and you bowed out.
Thanks for the reminder.
They were able to move up a little
bit. I'm excited for the game, even though I'm not going. I was invited Saturday. I said no to that invitation. I just want to watch it at home.
Why won't you go Saturday?
Because I don't want to go.
Why?
Because I'm building a chicken coop on Saturday.
Big Show Bob.
Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be at Yankee Stadium next week. Don't you worry about that. I got my plans.
Will you stay for the game?
No. Of course not.
Will you go to any postseason game in New York City this year?
I guess if they make it to the World Series and play on the weekend, maybe, yeah. Or if there's a game 7 or game 5 in the NLDS, Or ALDS, pardon me, yeah.
See, I think if they play the Rays, we should have a road trip down to the Trop.
Yeah,
go ahead. That'd be a great show. from the Trop, think about that.
I think you guys should go ahead and do that. Enjoy yourselves. Let me know how Tampa is this time of year. tell the guys at Mons Venus, they owe me money. All good.
Hey, Big Mac, I love you, and I've done trips with you.
Yeah.
Ain't going to Tampa.
No.
Here's Bob in Farmingdale, New Jersey. I don't think so. Bobby, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. What's up?
I just want to say, Evan, Big Mac, this whole ticket thing, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Agreed.
Why?
Why should I be ashamed of myself?
You should be ashamed because you're a Yankee fan.
Why should I be ashamed?
You should be ashamed because you re-gifted tickets that were meant for you.
I care about our coworkers. I don't treat them like crap. I will die with that on my grave.
Evan, I think you probably would have said the tickets are from you, too, like your personal tickets.
Oh, that would have been good. He would have gotten some points from me on that one.
Wait, say that again?
What he's saying is that these guys don't need to know the source of the tickets. If you had said to them, hey, listen, guys, I appreciate all the hard work. I did get a bonus because we killed it in the summertime, demolished everybody in the ratings, and I want to send you guys to the Met playoff game.
Yeah.
That would have been money.
So here's what's funny.
I would have given you a pound
of that. So here's what's funny.
Last night, I walk in the SNY suite.
The whole time leading up to it, you guys were told your wives, Evan's such a good guy. You know, these tickets, by the way, which we'll get to later, crazy expensive to buy without even the secondary market. You would have been so happy. You would have been all over him. And then you would have walked in and you would have been like, that son of a bitch.
I almost did something so bad you guys would have not forgiven me. So when SNY made this offer, I thought about it. I did. And I weighed the pros and the cons. Should I go in this week? Should I not? When I was thinking about going, Craig, I said, well, what would I do with my tickets?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could just give them to Big Mac and Loogie. And then I said, nah, I see the prices on StubHub.
You know what these prices are?
No shot.
Yeah. Like, these prices can cover 20% of the whole season for you.
No, I know.
No joke. I want to get to that later on today because the Mets are doing something that many people might find untoward. I don't blame them from a business standpoint, and it's their right to do it, but it's a little bit cheesy, but we'll get to that in a second. Tommy's in Far Hills. Tommy, what's good, buddy?
Hey, boys. Absolutely love your show. Craigie, I couldn't agree with you more. Evan, never, ever, ever, ever do you offer that up. It was offered to the two of you. End of subject. I know it's a beautiful, nice thing to include the boys. Yep. I totally get it.
Yes.
But it's as if somebody offered my wife and I a suite, and I said, I can't go. How about my two kids?
I completely disagree with
that.
You are disrespecting building blocks of this show. I mean, you're acting like Luke and Big Mac do nothing around here. They contact and talk to SNY every freaking day. And I got to tell you, Tom, I'm very offended by how you're treating Big Mac and Luke right now.
Yeah.
Very offended.
I love the guy.
Yeah, but you're treating them like crap. They don't deserve an opportunity.
No, I'm not.
An opportunity?
If you wanted to do the right thing, you should be buying them two tickets.
It was considered.
Yes. Tommy, good job, buddy. I'm with you.
By the way, no, in all seriousness.
Yes.
I was going to get them tickets for Friday night's game because
he's
I had
a Mets fan.
No, no, but here's where they were. I want to be brutally honest with you.
The two tickets
I had for you were in section 431, which if you don't know City Field.
That's beneath them.
No, no. Left field corner,
yeah.
Home run territory. And I was going to give it to them. But when the opportunity arose, I said, let me ask our good friends at SNY if they would help our co-workers, not my cousins, not my friends from high school, our co-workers.
Yeah. And to get back to your point about putting them in a bad spot, don't make it sound like SNY can't say no, because every time we host, it's like, hey, you want to put the guys on TV? What do they say?
No.
They go, no, thank you. So I think they're okay with saying no to Big Mac and Loogie.
What else does SNY have to do to further the fact they don't like you guys? Like,
then they could have said
point.
No.
When you guys fill in,
yeah.
They don't turn the cameras on.
No, I'm shocked they did what I was with
If they wanted to
Evan.
Give you tickets, they would have given them to you. And now Evan goes,
they did.
Well, can I give the tickets to those two
I
guys?
I gave them an out.
If they hated us, they would have said no.
They had an easy out. And truthfully, despite the last two callers, I believe the people are on my side.
I believe if I put this on a poll,
I would destroy you.
No,
I believe
and here's the point.
It's true.
They don't want to disappoint you because you're a big celebrity to them.
Then you know what? If
so
that's
when
the case.
Big celebrity Afternoon Evan says, I'd like them for my guys, they're like, shoot. We're not going to say no to Andrew Roberts because you're a big star.
And if that's the case, I'm glad I did it because these guys freaking deserve
no,
it.
No, they
and
don't.
And if you weren't going to go out there and get them tickets for a Met playoff game, little Evan was going to stand up and do it. And if I had to pressure SNY to make it happen, no regrets.
By the way,
you're welcome, fellas.
I offered Big Mac tickets to Yankees playoff games in the owner's box. So don't tell me that.
Yeah, when did you do that?
I've done 15 different times.
Before or after I was playing wiffle ball with Derek Jeter?
Well, it's not my fault you didn't show up. I was there. Yeah. I had a great time with DJ.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
He, by the way, a hell of a wiffle ball player. You might not think he would be. Very good. Not so much on the pitching end, but very good with the stick. Here's Danny in Queens. Danny's all pumped up. Mets playoff action. What's good, kid?
It's not pumped up. You're not a Mets fan. You wouldn't understand. Pumped up. If this freaking DeGrom doesn't do the right thing on Saturday, there is no way I re-sign him after he declares that he's...
What does that mean, do the right thing on Saturday?
First off, you might not even see DeGrom on Saturday. Secondly, what's the right thing?
Pitch well?
Pitch way better than he's been pitching. And I don't want to hear about those 19 strikeouts that he had a couple of weeks ago. Listen, dude, he's got to get a win. He's being paid to get a win.
I agree. I guess I interpreted your anger towards the idea of him not pitching game one, but does he need to be better? He absolutely does. I completely agree with you. He has not pitched to the Jacob DeGrom standard over his last four starts.
But Danny, I'm going to call you out on something, buddy, if I may, okay?
Get ready. Let me hear it.
Okay, and I respect your fandom, so I got to call you out on something. You're talking tough about Jacob DeGrom because of how he pitched in Atlanta and Oakland, you know, the week before that. I get that. That's fair criticism for sure. But God forbid that he pitches poorly if he does pitch in this series and the Mets get eliminated and the Mets don't re-sign him for whatever the reason is. You'll be the first guy calling this radio station yelling at Billy Epler and Steve Cohen.
Wrong. I've been down on him the whole season.
No. Danny, I'm going to defend you. Even though I vehemently disagree with you, Danny represents a part of this fan base.
Go ahead.
I don't subscribe to this, but Joe B is certainly a part of it. Danny's a part of it. Where they believe Jacob DeGrom is miserable here. They believe he's already bought his house in Atlanta, that he's already planning an opt-out, that he's soft, Every negative thing you could think of. So Danny would, if DeGrom struggles, Danny will be one of those Met fans who would say, get out of here, you suck, you fraud. There's a growing sentiment. And again, I want to make this clear. I'm not a part of that, obviously. But I've seen it. I've heard it. There are growing Met fans who believe Jacob DeGrom is opting out and doesn't want to be here.
I mean, that's right. You can believe that. We've all heard the rumors and the innuendos about his family and maybe not loving New York after all these years. It doesn't mean a damn thing until he signs or doesn't sign. So the notion that there's this growing sentiment, which I hear, I get what you're saying, and I respect it a great deal, that there are people now saying, you know, he's not coming back, F him, he hasn't lived up to what we expected, blah, 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 blah. I just know human nature. And if I can't believe we're even talking about this.
I agree.
The New York Mets
have
a playoff game tomorrow night.
Amen.
What are you worried about December for?
Craig, if you pay attention to Met fans when DeGrom struggles, like I ripped him Friday night because he didn't pitch well enough. But there is a sentiment from some Met fans to turn it into, I wouldn't pay this guy. Tell him to go F himself. He dogged it for the last year. Again, I don't subscribe to it, but I hear it. I'm not saying it's a majority of the fan base, but it's a part of the fan base. The Mets need Jacob DeGrom to be Jacob DeGrom. If this team is going to go on a long, sustained run, the strength of this team is what? Strength is the top two guys specifically in this rotation, and they need them to be great. Now, neither guy was great in Atlanta. We all know it. They need to be great now.
You know, it's funny. Remember last year, I took a shot at myself and everybody else at this radio station. Because when the Yankees went to play the Red Sox, not a single guy that I know on this radio station picked the Red Sox to win that game. I remember I even said, shame on us.
Yeah.
Everybody just went along bandwagon jumping and said, oh, Yankees are going to win. When we know how it played out, not that you could have predicted that kind of game from Gerrit Cole, although he sucks at Fenway, you know, they got embarrassed, right? And I was like, shame on us. Bad job across the board that no one even thought that the Red Sox could win the game. I'm looking at our dear friends at SNY. All right, so SNY puts out their predictions for their on-air talent. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different on-air personalities at SNY. Not one of them picked the Padres.
Oh, come on.
Now, I'm not saying the Mets are going to lose, but you could make a great argument.
Of
you
course,
know baseball.
Of course.
That San Diego is the worst matchup for the Mets because you've got a couple stud bats. You've got legit starting pitching, right? That they match up well against the New York Mets. And by the way, you know, Yu Darvish, as you said, has had coming off a great month of pitching.
Yu Darvish
right?
and Blake Snell over the last month have been better than Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer.
So just like, I know everybody wants to be a homer today. I know it's not popular to come out and ever pick against a home team in a playoff game. But 10 of you, not one of you had the balls to go the other way, to be the outlier of the group. Shame on you.
I think sometimes want overcomes brain. Your want is for the Mets to advance. My want is for the Mets to advance.
Of course.
That's what we want, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. I got to be honest with you, Craig. We're about 29 hours away from first pitch. I have no freaking idea.
How
I really
could
don't.
You?
I have no idea.
The expectation in Atlanta was exactly what the expectation would be for any playoff series that you have DeGrom and Scherzer 1-2. Whether it's 3 games, 5 games, 7 games, don't matter. The expectation is that's the advantage. Even if it's 2-1, it's our advantage. And the Mets, sadly, quote unquote, didn't show up. And those guys didn't pitch their best.
Right.
So, yeah, how could you possibly know?
That's the tough part. I want to be positive going into this series. And I know what happened in Atlanta shouldn't matter. Just like what happened in the 6 regular season games
now,
against the Padres doesn't matter.
I'll tell you,
but it's tough to get that taste out of your mouth.
I'll tell you something else these 10 knuckleheads did.
They all, let me guess. Can I guess? Because I haven't seen
Well, I'm going one of two ways here. You're going to get one of them. Go.
They all picked against the Yankees.
Well, not a single one of them has the Yankees winning the World Series.
Okay.
Not one. And let me just see real quick. Very few of them have the Yankees advancing to the ALCS.
So I was reading The Athletic the other day, and they had all their experts make predictions for the playoffs.
Yes.
And what I found surprising is, look, everybody can make a prediction. Not one person predicted the New York Yankees to win the World Series.
From where now? I'm sorry.
From the Athletic.
Okay.
The national area, not just New York.
Yeah, got it.
People picked the Mets. People picked the Dodgers, the Astros. There was a Cardinals pick.
Yeah.
There was a Cleveland pick.
I'm like, what are we
doing?
And
the Yankees got shut out. And I get it. The Yankees have issues going into the playoffs.
They have no closer. Okay, that's legit.
Look, do the Dodgers have a closer?
No.
They won 111 games this season.
Right.
Do they have a closer? So that isn't the end-all, be-all. But there seems to be, and I would like this if I'm a Yankee fan, by the way. I'd love this. There seems to be a real, Yankees aren't that good sentiment amongst the quote-unquote experts. And if I'm a Yankee fan, by the way, I'd love all this. I think this is great. Yeah, don't pick us.
That's exactly right.
I love it.
That's right. Not that it helps, but to have that little chip on your shoulder of, all right, nobody thinks we can win. No worries. We'll talk to you on Halloween, see where we're at.
Right.
That kind of thing, right? Only three guys picked the Mets to win the World Series. So at least I got off the bandwagon, which I'm actually surprised by. Jerry Blevins, who played, so I get that. You know, it's still defeat, and he's fresh off the field, right? Beyonce, I don't know these guys' names, so I don't know anything about them.
Okay.
Like, if I said Joe DiMeo, I don't know who that is.
I follow him on Twitter. I like
sure,
Joe
he's
DiMeo.
A lovely guy.
Yeah, I like Joe.
But I never heard of him.
Okay.
But he picked the Mets to win the World Series. Of course, frontrunner Sal picked the Mets to win the World Series.
Sal picked the Mets to win the World
Series?
Yes,
he did, against the Yankees. He picked the Subway Series, yeah.
Did he pick the Mets to beat the Braves in the NLCS?
Well, he had to, right?
Yeah,
or else how could you have the Mets winning
it
all?
By the way, do you agree with this sentiment for this radio station? If the Mets play the Braves in the NLCS, Sal should be sent to Atlanta and go to every single game in a jersey that says Sal Licata on the back of his jersey. He's known in Atlanta. He has become an entity now as the enemy. I think he should have to go to every game.
I don't think he's got the stones to do that.
Nah, he'll do it.
He blocks people on Twitter who blink wrong.
Well, he's got
to do it. So now he's going to go into the belly of the beast?
I think Spike should.
I don't know if he's got it in him.
I think Spike should order him to do it. And let's go.
Yeah, by the way, I think it'd be great. So
let's
to answer
go.
Your question, should he do it? Yes, he should do it.
Yes.
Will he do it? I would say probably not.
I think he will.
I would say probably not. He blocks people that don't agree with his opinions.
Yeah.
Now he's going to go down to foreign territory?
Yes.
And be cursed out and yelled at for 3
yes.
hours? Again, I hope he does.
He's got to do it.
But I don't think he will.
I'll go with him. I don't care. Go in. Go to the belly of the beast. And he's got to have Sal Licata on the back of his jersey.
Dude, somebody, I agree with you on that. And a hat that says, I'm Sal Licata, and a shirt that says, I hate Atlanta. And all that stuff.
Yes.
Although I think he's a Falcons fan, but whatever.
I know.
I want to thank Henny Skywalker for sending me a great GIF. It's a live look-in of Big Mac being reprimanded by an exec before being thrown out of the SNY suite. So let me see if I can I'll just retweet that then, and I'll say love it, so you guys can see it as well. Good job, Henny Skywalker. Appreciate it. When you get a look at that, Big Mac, tell me what I'm telling
you. Big Mac asked me earlier, do you think it's okay if I score the game in the suite?
Of course
I was like,
of course, hell yeah, man.
But here's the thing.
I didn't say if it was okay. I'm like, do you think it's embarrassing?
There's a limited number of seats in the suite. You think you're getting one?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? You just waltzing in, which seat's mine type of thing?
Pretty much.
You don't think you're an SRO?
No.
Standing room only?
No.
You don't think that's where they have you?
I think you're getting SRO.
Yeah, I think
bro,
so,
they won't
too.
Air your show when you do it.
Right.
When we're on vacation.
You're going to walk
that's
in there
true.
And say, do you have ID?
No, I'm going to walk right in there like I belong.
As you should.
As I do.
And go right to the Shake Shack bar.
No, there's no Shake Shack bar.
Yeah, there is.
You don't know that?
They're bringing Shake Shack.
No, they don't have you there to make sure Shake Shack is there, coconut
well,
shrimp,
that's true.
And whatever else you insist
that's true.
On happens
are
when we're
gonna
there.
Are you going to sit next to Gary Cohen? Because I assume Gary will be there because they're not calling the game. They're doing pre and post. So I bet you're going to sit right next to Gary.
Well, that'd
yeah,
be we could talk Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll tell him what a big Yankee fan I am.
By the way, I'd love you to do that and videotape it. Yeah. Yeah, we're at that time of year now where Gary Cohen wears sweaters under his blazer. Not for me, frankly. Not for me. Like, it's like a grandpa move, you know? The sweater under the blazer. But he looked sharp, and he did get nominated.
Yeah.
To be in the Ford Frick, was that the
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame for broadcasters.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame in which broadcasters get in, and pretty soon we may have to be calling him a Hall of Famer, Gary Cohen.
Well, that'd be great. I hope he gets in.
Would he have the guts, if he gets in, to say to Keith Hernandez, hey, Keith, I'm in. You're not.
He would not.
Hey, Ronnie,
Evan, you're not. Hey, guys. If you ever need me to walk you into the Hall of Fame without buying a ticket, yeah, just ask. The real question is, he'd have to make a choice. Unless he has a family member that would do it for him, which I don't know his situation. Do you ask Keith or Ron to introduce you? Because whoever you don't pick is now dead to you. Right?
Yes.
Or do they both kind of do it? I don't know if you can do both.
Baseball
though.
Doesn't really have that as much as football does. Oh, they so you can get away with that.
They don't have like a guy or a family member that
not
introduces
really.
You?
In the NFL, it's a big one. Fame, it's a big deal. Yeah, in baseball, not really.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Yankees start on Tuesday. I have a loose confirmation that it's going to be a 4:30 game,
really?
But not 100%. That our logic makes sense, that the Astros game, it doesn't make sense for Houston to start at 4:30 and the Yankees to start at 9:30.
Here's what we know. TBS, which has the American League Divisional Series exclusively, has two windows, 4:30 and 9:30.
So they're not going to start a Yankee game at 9:30. Just stupid.
So then why don't they announce it now?
I don't know.
The reason I believe strongly that they should announce it now is because it does a service to the fans. There are 45,000 people, whether it's in Houston or New York, that are going to the game. And I think it's good to your fans to let them kind of figure out their plans, because there are going to be a lot of people, and I've gotten a lot of tweets from people saying Craig's an idiot, implying that most bosses would just allow them to leave work at 3:15, maybe earlier, so they go to Yankee Stadium for a playoff game.
Okay.
They're all cursing you out, saying you have no idea. In fact, one person said, this made me sad, I remember when Craig was in touch with the blue-collar worker.
I am.
No longer.
Yeah, I'm not in touch with the blue-collar worker because I think bosses would let you go to a Met game or a Yankee game.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're pissing a lot of people off, Craig.
Why would that piss somebody off?
Because
unless you're the jerk-off boss that's not letting people leave early.
Because there are people with tickets who are saying, I'm not going to be able to go. My boss is not letting me leave early.
Okay, one example of that. Have one person call in. You do not have to tell us the name of the company and tell me that you went to your boss, you have tickets to the game, whichever one it is, and your boss has said to you, pound sand. I'd love to find that guy.
Well, first of all, I don't think anyone's done it yet because it's not officially a 4:30 game. You can't ask for it before it's officially the case.
Oh, so now there is nobody.
No, that's my point why I think Major League Baseball, and I don't blame the Yankees for this. This is Major League Baseball. Why Major League Baseball should do what they can to inform the fans earliest as possible. Hey, what are the times for these games?
By the way, I went to check on, I was buying that Tom Brady Forever Young hoodie. Sold out. I mean, what's going on here? I'm like, I just miss out on all the great purchases you can get on the Tom Brady website. BradyBrand.com.
Why doesn't he just give it to you for free since you guys are,
well,
you know,
I'm going to have
co-workers.
To ask. I'm going to have to make a little call to Thomas. Oh, Thomas, Craigie. Can you imagine if one day he's my partner?
It wouldn't surprise me. Like, I could see it happening.
The question is, who gets top billing? He's be walking into my world.
Who gets top
billing?
That's
right. Now, B and C, so you go Brady and Carton.
Hold on.
I guess that does sound better.
Excuse me.
Carton and Brady?
When you started doing the morning show with said Boomer Esiason.
Yes.
His radio experience was a show with Monica Crowley.
It was frankly.
His radio experience was a weekly show with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. And yet. Who received top billing?
Well, because it's alphabetical. That's the only reason.
Right.
It was purely alphabetical.
That's exactly what the architect told me for why you got top billing.
That's the only reason. Well, I agree with that. And I have no problem if your last name was an A or a B, your name would be first.
Yeah, but if you go first name, it's Craig, Craig and Tom.
We wouldn't have offers to go to suites at SNY, having free lunches.
No, we'd have offers to get free scorebooks and stuff like that.
Yes, that's exactly right. Here's John in Levittown. Johnny, what's up, kiddo? John, Hello? Are you there, buddy?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How
are
you?
Hey, what's going on? So I'm one of those people that's going to get a little predicament on Tuesday.
See? What's the predicament?
Well, my family owned an auto repair shop together. The three of us bought tickets. We were assuming 8 o'clock, and now one of us got the short stick.
Okay, but you guys own the business.
Yeah, but we got to work. Someone's got to be there. One of the three of us are there
okay,
all the time.
Well, listen... That's not the example. That's not the example.
No. Hold on.
That is not the example.
I'm sorry, Craig. Here's where you're right and you're wrong. It's not the example I'm talking about, but it goes back to my point that Major League Baseball, and again, this is not on the Yankees. I'll make this clear. Major League Baseball needs to do a better job communicating with their fans as soon as possible on what start times are going to be. It is not fair for fans to get 48 hours notice. It's not. And so if you know right now, that game's going to be 4:30, John and Levittown should know. Because I don't know, maybe they do have enough time to alter their plans and everybody can go. I don't know, but when you announce this stuff 24 hours ahead of time, 36 hours ahead of time, you treat your paying customers like dirt. So again, call
that's
up
a little,
Rob.
That's a little rough.
It's true.
That's a little rough.
Bro, it's true.
Dirt treating like dirt.
And I want to make something clear. This is not on the Mets. This is not on the Yankees. This is Major League Baseball. This is Robert Manfred Jr.
I don't even know what you're blaming him for.
I just told you.
By the way, the Yankees don't play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for five more days.
Hey, John, would it help you to get 5 days' notice? Would that help a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if I like at least a weekend, give me like 3 days.
Just a weekend, Craig! All John wants is a weekend. But
yeah,
Major League Baseball won't do it.
Figure out the plan, you know.
By the way, you're either running a business or you're not. So,
I'm not running a business. This isn't for games. I don't just walk away from the shop and I'm going to the Yankee game.
Okay, so here's my
I'm
question.
Going to the beach. Oh, I'm going here.
All right, you and your brothers own an auto body shop, yeah?
Yeah, auto repair.
All right, now... Is there anybody do you have a mechanic that's not family that works there?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so if Bob, the mechanic, said, hey, John, can I speak to you for a second? Five-year employee, good guy, you count on him. He changes oil better than anybody, right?
Oh, he's at the game, 100%.
All right, that's the point. So if he comes to you, you own the business, you're going to say, of course, you can leave early. I got that tranny all done.
Craig, you asked a boss the question.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ask the boss. You're supposed to ask the person who's asking the boss. You manipulated this so perfectly. You asked the guy who's
the
boss.
He said yes.
Because what is he going to say on the radio? No.
He said yes.
He's not going to say on the radio, hell no.
Matter of fact, he said, of course I let Bob go.
I just find it troublesome that we know the Yankees are hosting a game Tuesday. We know the Astros are hosting a game Tuesday. I have, looked at the logic of the time slots of these games.
4:30, not great. They're playing at 4:30.
So then announce it to the customer.
I'm trying to confirm it.
It's not the Yankees' fault. Don't bother them.
By the way,
they can't confirm it. It's baseball.
It's not my fault either. I'm trying to help everybody out like I did yesterday.
Tell Major League Baseball they're embarrassing
themselves. I've already reached out to Major League Baseball.
Thank you.
And as soon as I have a confirmation, I will broadcast
it. There are 45,000 Yankee fans who are going to a game Tuesday. They should know what time the game's going to start.
Okay, what's reasonable? If they know by tomorrow, is that okay?
I think as soon as you know, you should let it be known.
I agree. But if they know tomorrow.
They know, Craig. They're not starting the Yankees at 9:30 and the Astros at 4:30. So if they know and I know and you know, announce it.
Okay, well, I'm working on that right now. But I got to start getting a check from Major League Baseball for something.
I know, you hold their water quite a bit.
By the way, I think if you all found out tomorrow for Tuesday, I think that's an acceptable amount of time.
I agree with you. Okay. I said give them a weekend.
So that's it.
It just annoys me.
Oh, Evan, I'll have an answer probably by the time we get out of here. Unless
they're
in high-level meetings.
Here's why I trust you.
Worst case, I'll get it tomorrow, obviously.
Craig was able to get that answer very quickly on the Mets start time.
How long did that take?
5 minutes.
Bang!
I appreciate it.
Yeah, did everyone else ran with it? No credit at all.
Oh, they had to give you credit. You had that hours before anybody else.
Nobody gave me credit. Not that I... Listen, everybody knows what we do and don't do. The fact that these hammerheads that write in the newspapers don't like to acknowledge anything we do positively... Yeah, that's on them.
You know who gave you credit?
That's their hang-up. They should, you know, repent for their sins.
You know who gave you credit?
Who?
Brandon Tierney gave you credit.
Oh, okay, great. He should.
So did Jerry Recco.
Is that right?
Jerry Recco, yes.
What about Boomer?
And then what did they do? Francesa impersonation?
I heard it on the 11 o'clock update that day.
Nice.
He
that's
gave
my
the story,
guy.
He said
see?
Our own Craig Carton is reporting.
That's fair. I wonder if he did it between 6 and 10, though. Hold on, when did I put it out there after 10?
It was after 10. Because I asked you at like 9:32. Yeah.
Well, Jerry's family to me. Yeah, so Jerry always does the right thing. Yep. And then he laughs at another Russo impersonation.
What? What's what? That even mean?
I have Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It is not official yet, even from Major League Baseball. Exactly what time the Yankees will be playing on Tuesday, nor the Astros on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right?
Even though logically we think it's 4:30. I'm just trying to help out the people that are out there right now. It's not fair to them.
I think you and I both know it'll be 4:30.
Okay.
But I can't say that 100% because it's not been announced.
I know, but do you see my point?
And if baseball tells me, I will tell you.
But Craig, do you see my point that I think as a league... You should do as much as you can to tell the customer.
Yes, I agree 100% with you.
An insane amount of money for tickets.
Well, let's be honest. Hold on a sec. To be fair, we only found out I guess we only knew Saturday, that the Mets were playing tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We found out yesterday what time the game was.
Okay.
Did anybody feel put out by that?
Probably not, right? No. The games became official Tuesday night. So for them to wait until Wednesday afternoon to announce it is not crazy. But in general, these leagues need to do a better job. These customers, these people, I'm one of them. We spend a fortune on tickets.
Babysitters, nannies.
Yes.
Getting out of work.
Know.
Rides, trains, all that stuff, yeah.
I mean, you heard that last caller. He's right. He runs a business. He needs to know.
Especially, the major difference also, to be fair, between Yankee Stadium and Citi Field is the parking. That's a significant difference,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like most people, certainly more people take mass transit to Yankee games than to Met games because the Mets have all the parking, right?
I don't know. That's an interesting figure.
Plus, I don't understand why. It really pisses me off. Like if you get to a Yankee game a little too early, and I don't think this is the Yankees, but maybe it is. I don't know. That one lot right off the bridge isn't open. Like when we did our show a couple months ago.
Yeah, it wasn't open. I tried to go
and
there.
We were there. Granted, we're there. It's 6 hours
the
before
Rupert,
a game.
Right? The Rupert?
Is that the name of the lot?
That's my favorite lot, dude.
All right. And I'm like, all right. I know it's going to be expensive, but I'm not parking on the street. It's raining outside. And, you know, they clear the street on the game day because I almost fell into that trap. I was like, yes, I got a spot.
Oh, wait.
And I went up to a police officer and said, my man, am I good here? He goes, yeah, for about another 20 minutes. And then we start towing. It's game night. Anyway, that lot was closed.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah, I don't get that. I do think a lot of people take mass transit both stadiums.
Yeah, they do. But I'm saying, obviously, it's parking at least.
Because with the Mets, you got the LIRR, plus you got the 7. With the Yankees, you got a couple of subway lines, plus you have Metro North. I don't know. I wonder what that breakdown is. I don't know the answer to that.
It's got
to
be more for the Yankees, just out of principle of parking.
Yeah.
I would think, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm kind of thinking like if we were really good guys, we would do another Carton and Roberts tailgate party.
At Yankee Stadium or Citi Field?
Well, Citi Field, right?
Which day? For Friday?
Well, I think that'd be nice of us to do.
Yeah, you know what's great about it too?
That's what I'm thinking.
Get you out to your son's football game much quicker. It's a quicker ride.
No, it's not.
I'm just kidding. I have no
idea. By the way, that's a 3-hour hit for me.
Is it worse leaving from Queens and Manhattan?
100%.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right.
Because I'm right. Even though the Holland Tunnel blows, once I get in it and through it,
wow,
I got no traffic.
I respect that. You're so committed to this show that you would do that. I respect that.
Have a tailgate party?
Yeah.
Well, I like to tailgate. I like to eat meat.
Bacon.
And drink beer. I'm not beer. You know, I'm not really not a beer guy.
Not a beer guy?
Never been a beer guy.
What if I brought a beat of Purple Haze?
No.
It's a great beer.
I'm sure it's good beer, and I'm not knocking beer. I'm just not a beer guy.
Here's the problem with the tailgate. I'd love to do it, but our brainiacs here at WFAN, really Spike, didn't like the idea of doing one at Giants Cowboys Monday Night Football.
That would have been awesome.
What if we're not on the air? What if this happens? What if that happens? They are not, with less than 24 hours notice, letting us hook up a tailgate at Citi Field.
Oh, they're not. No,
no shot.
They're not, you know, quick actors, that's for sure. Well, wait a minute. Can we make any money on it? No. Gosh, golly, you know, do they have a T1 line so we can set up the no. Well, I'd rather you guys just stay in the studio then.
The question is, would SNY air us, considering their pregame show, I think, is going to be
from the parking lot,
Citi Field, from the parking lot, right?
By the way,
I think so.
That's what SNY should do.
Put us up there?
They should have us on that stage doing the show, because they're out there set up for Keith, Ron, and, you know, Blevins and Andy and all those guys.
I don't think Keith's doing it because he's on the injured list.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But they have that the thing set up in the parking lot right near the Seaver statue.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they're setting it up anyway.
So let's go out there. Done.
We should just do our show from that stage.
All right. Can you set that up? Can you talk to SNY? Say we're going to do the show
for
tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. So we got to start at 2 o'clock. Make sure we're on the air at 2. And we'll do the TV from 4 to 6. There we go. We'll just have to be off the air at 6 o'clock, unfortunately. Because obviously SNY's got their pregame show. We respect that.
Tomorrow?
And we're done. Yeah, what happened?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Game one. There may not be a day after that. There's a Saturday. There may not be a next week, as you know.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
For the show, I'll do it. Call SNY up.
Yeah, don't even ask Spike. We've already hooked
up. Well, first ask SNY if they can make that happen. All right? Just ask him. That's a fair question. If they can, then we'll go bully Spike and make it a yes. And if we do that, the tailgate starts at noon.
Yeah.
If we get that done.
Let's
Is that fair?
Go, noon? How about 10 a.m.?
Well, what time do the lots open?
When we decide they open.
Yeah, okay. What are you talking about? Okay, there you go. There you go. Here's Dan in Mount Olive, beautiful suburb in New Jersey. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Right down the road from you, Craigie. Listen, I'm one of those fans that cannot get off of work. I saw the writing on the wall. Asked my boss early in the week.
Okay.
I said, hey, boss, listen, next week is going to be probably an afternoon Yankee game. I just thought about it. And
sure.
They don't want to pay anybody overtime. We're a 24-hour facility. I have to be there till 3:30.
Mm.
And trying to get into the city for a 4:30 start.
Is no, be a you got no pass. Shot. You got no shot. But, like, are you guys guarding, like, fertilized dinosaur eggs or, like, you know, something crazy? Like, your job is very important and you're the only guy that can do it?
No, raw sewage.
Raw sewage. Oh.
Why don't you do it for him, Craig?
Yeah, listen.
Step up for your fellow man.
My sewer's spelled bad enough already. I don't need to walk into somebody else's raw sewage. So wasn't that your boss specifically said no? Your boss said somebody's got to be here, right?
Well, it's both because he knows I'm a Yankee fan and he's not. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay, I respect that on both sides. That sounds good to me.
But he's not even a baseball fan. That's the kicker.
He's not a baseball fan.
He doesn't even know who the Yankees are, probably.
What American human being would not know who the Yankees
are? By the way,
are?
You got to give the guy a break. He's been inhaling raw sewage for God knows how many years. It messed 15. Up his brain a little
Dan,
bit.
Dan, I appreciate you showing Craig that a lot of people are not just going to be able to willy-nilly go into their boss's office
what, though,
and say, I'm leaving early. Sorry.
They have two TVs, or one TV now. I can meet you at Bernie's for a drink during pregame if you want.
Let's do it, Craig.
All right, man. Stay good, and thank you for what you do, because it sounds like nobody else really wants to do that game.
That's the problem, man. It sucks. Now, you kind of know this going in with the playoffs. One thing about baseball playoffs, there's going to be day games. There's going to be night games. It could be really late. It could be really early. I have no freaking idea, but it sucks. I feel bad, especially when you spend a fortune on tickets.
All right, here's what I can tell you, all right? The note now, I want to be clear about this, because we take some responsibility on this. We looked at the TV schedule for TNT.
Yes.
Or TBS.
TBS.
TBS, yeah. Pardon me.
I told you.
And it looks like there's a window where there's baseball at 4:30 and then at 9:30. That was our deductions, really, Evans. All
oh,
Evans.
Oh, now you don't want ownership of it? You had ownership of it early. Well, we explained what
really
it was.
All
we did was look at the TV windows. We don't even know if that's the case. I laid that out earlier.
Got it.
It turned out to be accurate for the wild card weekend because the other day we had someone tweet us, hey, the windows are 12, 2, 4, and
yes. 8. Yes. All right. So here's the deal. All right. 4:30 is not happening right now. Not on the table.
Good.
So all right. There's a better chance that the Yankees would play closer to 6:30.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
All right, that's number one. Number two, none of the times for that round are locked in by any capacity right now, and they will not be locked in or announced until we get some clinches done in the wild card round.
So the earliest you would hear is Saturday. The latest would be very late Sunday night.
That is correct. That is correct. Because part of it depends on who wins and what the matchups are, I guess market size and all that crap, and you know time zone. So I want to be clear: 4:30 is not the time as of now, and they are not close to announcing a time.
All right, so keep waiting, Yankee fans.
But
they'll let you know when they're ready.
Here's the good news: if what I'm being told is right, and it is, if the Yankees are more likely to start around 6:30. That's good for everybody.
Oh, that's much better news, I think.
Yeah,
I think
easier to get to the game. Don't worry about work, all that stuff.
It may not be perfect for everybody, but it's definitely more ideal than a 4:30 start where you've got people who would literally need to leave work early.
So, again, when and if we get a definitive answer on that, we'll give it to you. But that's the most up-to-date I can give you.
All right, so
that's legit.
So you guys will find out at the last possible second.
Just wait. Don't put it that way.
Yeah, I am. That's the truth. You can make these start times now. I disagree.
Well,
more
it depends.
Good size. Yeah, because they want to match.
What if Houston loses?
Houston can't lose. They're in the divisional series.
Pardon me. You're right.
Yeah,
I apologize. I walked that back.
Seriously. Don't dump that. Cleveland versus Tampa.
Yes.
Versus the Yankees.
Yes.
Toronto or Seattle versus Houston.
Yes.
Walk me through the freaking difference.
Yeah.
And don't give me, well, Seattle. We got to give them more time. We're going to make the game later.
Yeah.
You can make the game later either way, probably.
I should have dumped it.
There really isn't a matchup reason for caring. And it's, look, here's the cold reality.
Does some of it depend on the National League side?
Sure, Mets, Dodgers, I guess.
Right.
Here's the reality of it. They don't care about us. That's it.
That's not
they
fair.
Will let us know when they're ready to let
no,
us know.
I don't think they have
when
the answer.
When you go to a playoff game, just remember, you're an extra in a movie. That's all you are.
Evan, it's
I'm not
as...
wrong. I'm right.
No.
You may not like the rawness of how I'm saying
no,
it.
No, here's the thing.
But it's true, and it's always been true.
I think if they had a set time, they would announce it.
Oh, they don't have a set time.
Right, that's so.
Because at the end of the day, they don't give a rat's ass that you have to ask your employer for a day off. They don't. You know who would like this speech right now? Phil Mushnick. He's like, I'm going to write the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, extra in a movie. It's true.
Be nice if he started writing something new. Regurgitates the same damn column every week. But he does like my Saturday show, so that's my guy right there.
There you go.
That's my
but
guy.
But you know I'm right.
Listen, obviously.
Extras in a movie.
The earlier they could do it, the better, obviously. I don't think it's fair to characterize them as not caring.
They don't care.
I think that's a little much.
We're going to sell out either way. We're going to get a big
crowd.
Well,
that's true. That's true.
What do we care about Billy having to ask his employer for an off day? We don't care.
We don't care.
Extras in a movie. That's what we all are.
You're going to stick with that line?
I think it's a really good line. I'm proud of myself.
That's where he's going. Extras in a movie.
Extras in a movie.
Well, at least now we don't have to broadcast our show from anywhere.
6:30, I think we still do it.
Yeah, why wouldn't that matter?
Yeah,
why would
we still do it. I disagree with
it. We take it right up 8 o'clock, I could understand. 6:30.
Yeah, my opinion is, and you may not like this, but Spike's going to listen to what I have to say because I think you trust my logic on this better.
Afternoon ever.
If it's, well, in certain cases, a lot of cases, no.
We don't do any kind of like specialty Yankee pregame playoff shows?
Yeah, us.
Oh, okay, just checking.
I think if the game starts 7 or earlier, we should probably do the show from there. Anything after 7, I kind of get it. Like saying, all right, let's hand it over to
Keith.
Only
because it doesn't open, people can't come in at the same amount of time.
A bulk
kind of
our show is with nobody there.
Listen, if they played 7 or earlier, we will do our show from Hard Rock.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, I'd rather do it from the field, to be honest.
Hey, Big Rank, see what's happening here?
But I will do it from
there. Call me Geppetto. The strings in the background.
Yeah, there you go.
He's my
Master
Pinocchio.
I just happen to really like the Hard Rock wings, and they have a pretty good burger, too. So it's really more about that than anything.
If you can get extra tickets for me and Big Mac, we'd appreciate it.
No, see, that's not a request. B, that's not how this works.
Well, that is a request.
How does it work?
It doesn't work
Tell
like
me
that.
How it works.
That's not how it works.
I'll like, make it work.
If you can get extra tickets, we'd appreciate it.
Hey, yeah. Partner, if you don't mind, I would love as a diehard baseball fan to be able to take my friend Big Mac to a Yankee game. Otherwise, I'm going to drop $1.50 to sit in the upper deck, which we'll do.
Okay, here's your choice. I could call Stevie Knapp's up just to find out about the really good seats.
Yeah.
Or I could call the Yankees up and say, listen, is it okay if I bring two? Now, what about Tommy?
He doesn't want to go.
He's like a little puppy dog.
He doesn't want to go.
You're out.
I'm out.
All right, good.
Thank you, though.
Because he hates the Yankees.
Hate
him. Oh, by the way, if the Mets advance in the divisional series and their game starts at 9 o'clock or earlier, I'm out, too. Just want to let you know.
See, then I can't make the request.
Yeah, it's all prerequisite with the Mets.
Yeah. Oh, so in other words, you'll wait to the last minute to let us know whether or not you can attend because you don't care about us.
Touche.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.